This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Donald Trump spent Saturday looking at damage from Hurricane Laura. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
I'm here to support the great people of Louisiana.
First stop for President Donald Trump was Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Already met some people that have been absolutely devastated. This was a tremendously powerful storm.
His visit to both Louisiana and Texas comes 2 days after the Category 4 storm slammed the Gulf Coast, leaving at least 14 dead. Hundreds of thousands still remain without power or water, and it could be that way for weeks or months. I'm Shelley Adler.
A rally led by members of Jacob Blake's family to demand an end to police violence is underway in the Midwestern U.S. city of Kenosha, Wisconsin, after a night of peaceful protests over the shooting of Blake, an African-American man, by a white policeman. Blake's family and activists organized the rally as National Guard units stood by with orders to prevent more unrest that erupted in Kenosha earlier in the week in response to the shooting. The 29-year-old Blake was shot in the back 7 times August 23rd, leaving him partially paralyzed. The incident turned the predominantly white city of 100,000 into the latest hotspot in a summer of nationwide protests against charges of police brutality and systemic racism. Mark Zuckerberg says Facebook made a mistake in not removing a militia group's post calling for armed civilians to go to Kenosha, Wisconsin. AP's Julie Walker reports.
He says on Facebook the page for the Kenosha Guard violated policy and had been flagged by a bunch of people.
The reviewers who the initial complaints were funneled to basically didn't pick this up.
The page came down Wednesday after an armed civilian